Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Jerrod Carmichael.
I wanted the hug to be real.
I didn't want to be like a TV host. I was like, let's do like the real thing. Good to see you, bro.
How are you, man? Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, wow, wow. That's nice.
Jerrod Carmichael.
What a nice warm hug.
I've missed you, man. It's been too long.
Too.
Congratulations on not just, man, you know, you've always been funny.
Oh, thanks.
You know this, and you've always been one of my favorite comedians. And I think you know this. I don't say this just because you're here now. But, like, your special is one of the, it's a tightrope walk. That's the best way I'd put it.
You know, where
you're watching comedy, and you're watching somebody balancing, and there's a tightrope, and there's no net, and there's moments where I was going like, oh, Jerrod, maybe you should just stop, man. Don't say that. And you're saying it, and you feel the crowd going with you because they're shocked. They don't know ahead of time. And the crowd is shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They've come to see Jerrod Carmichael. And then you go, I'm gay and my name's not even Jerrod.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just, imagine how my therapist feels. I felt like, who am I to talk about all these other things, you know, out in the world? Like, you know, actually, who am I? Let's start there, right?
Oh,
self-exploration, I think comedy stand-up has room for.
Yes.
You know, and it's so much, I'm like so inundated with other forms of comedy that I just felt like a long form interior story would be.
You know, you talk in the special, you know, that part where you talk about like your mom, and I related to that in that like your mom is very religious.
Yeah.
You and your mom were best friends.
Yeah.
You come out as gay and then your mom goes, I don't know how to decipher, because I'm Jesus on the one hand and how I've been taught religion, and then you on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
But you're processing that in real time. Why did you choose to do that instead of going, you know what, I'll figure this out and then 5 years down the line, I'll do a special about it?
Well, it's something I want, you know, for all of life's problems, you don't know if or when you'll ever have the answer. Using the profession that we chose, mm-hmm. like I talk about my life. I don't know. I have an opportunity to go and make it into a show. And so I did it. Yeah, like it real time. I mean, to me, that's what makes it. I mean, it's interesting in a way. I mean, you know, it's kind of like music, I think, in that, like, it captures a moment. Like, just like the emotion is more specific because mm-hmm. it's happening in real time, because it's actual things that I'm feeling and going through. Like, yeah, I think I kind of thought of it like an album, in a way.
I loved how it felt. Not just like you were processing it. It felt like you made us, the audience, process it with you at the same time. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
Because you know, sometimes you watch a show and it's neatly tied up in a bow.
Yeah.
And then when I was watching this, I was sitting at home going like, ah, Jerrod, how do I help you fix this? Because it's happening.
Yeah.
Really.
Hold on. I think it's funny too, and I should say that because I could feel, if you haven't seen it, like people are just like, Jesus Christ, he just tells us all of his problems, and then it's my problem. You know, like it's like I think it's kind of funny.
It's also amazing though, because we're in the thing. You could feel it in the room, for instance.
Yeah.
You could feel the audience with you. I you know, even how you in honestly the most natural, seamless way. You even delve into homophobia, just like in the black community, for instance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you try and then, coming and then out to a room full of black people. That's hard, bro. Like, I was like, ooh, there's a lot of... Yeah, no. Just going into it, because you can feel like the reaction is kind of shocking. You know, people who were fans of mine or people who knew me, some people in my personal life didn't know.
Do those people feel like you betrayed them in some way? Did they feel like you tricked them?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. How much time we got? Like it's. Yeah. In a way, I did. Right. Like I was in the closet and a bit duplicitous by nature of, like, I was lying about certain aspects of my being just out of, I mean, I could justify it and say it's for self-protection, and it's definitely because I was scared, but, you know, I think my friendships are able to be actual friendships now. Mm-hmm. Like, my relationships are actually real now because I'm not hiding anything, because I don't have, like, a hand behind my back.
I love
you
that,
can't
man.
Give someone a full hug, you know, if you're, like, concealing something, so...
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah.
I feel like the special showed us a different side of you. I've seen that side of you as a person before, but it was almost like that was the side that you just chose to fully expose. What I was really intrigued by was the fact that you kept in the moments where you spoke to the audience in the special, because there was a point where, I mean, we saw that in the clip, but there's literally points where the audience just goes, hey, man, like one of the most poignant things that I wanted to ask you about, there was the audience member said to you, you say it took you time to accept yourself and to come out. Mm-hmm. And they said, have you thought about maybe you should be able to give your mom time to accept what is happening? Mm-hmm. And you gave a very beautiful answer. People should just watch it to get it. What I wanted to ask you off of that was, has your mom watched the special? Has your family watched? Has anyone watched the special and then had like a different perspective, or have they said, man, I didn't think of it that way until I watched you say it like this?
My niece reached out. I guess I made the special. A lot of what's in the special is that I'm gay, and it's a thing that goes largely unacknowledged in my family, right? For whatever reasons, religious reasons. And my niece texted me, probably, I guess it came out at midnight, by 1 or 2 a.m. She sent me a text just saying, I'm very happy for you. Thanks for saying how you feel. I'm glad you did it so I don't have to wonder. And it was really beautiful. It was the kind of sense of acknowledgement that I think I was seeking in many ways. And that was really beautiful. And I'm focusing on that because, you know, the rift with my family is real and it happens. And it's something that you learn to kind of deal with. Life kind of sometimes can be a bit bittersweet because at a time in my life where I'm receiving a lot of love, there's a certain amount of isolation that I'm enduring, I guess. I'm saying all that to say that my niece's love and response was very beautiful, and it gave me a lot of hope, and I'm very thankful for her. I'm very, very thankful for her.
Yeah. I'm thankful for you, my man.
Thank you, bro.
And I mean
this. This is nice. I'm really happy for you.
It's been so long. I'm glad to see you again. Congratulations on everything. SNL was amazing. Congratulations on the special.
Thank you.
People, if you haven't seen it, truly a special. Rathaniel is streaming now on HBO Max.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.